This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll begin today with money and city politics.
As the race to become Boston's next mayor heats up, big money is getting involved, or at least trying to get involved. The national education nonprofit Stand for Children wanted to throw $500,000 behind city councilor and mayoral candidate John Connolly to fund ads, phone banking, and door knocking. But today, Connolly refused the money, saying he doesn't want such outside groups to warp the debate.
Some of Connolly's opponents say they also want to send a clear message that the Boston race is not for sale. Candidate Rob Consalvo is calling for on all the mayoral candidates to take a Boston pledge, a vow to turn down money from all special interest groups outside of Boston. WBUR's political reporter David Scharfenberg has been following all of this, and he joins us now. David, thanks for coming in.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So Monday night, this all started when Stand for Children announced their $500,000 pledge to John Connolly's campaign. That prompted some sharp criticism from his fellow candidates. Connolly has since refused the money, but tell us first about Stand for Children. Who are they? Why are they interested in the Boston's mayoral race?
Sure. Stand for Children is a national education reform advocacy group. They're based out in Oregon. They've got chapters in 11 states, including Massachusetts. They've been here for about a decade now. Known for kind of an aggressive brand of politics, they pushed a measure through the Massachusetts state legislature last year, stripping teachers of some pretty cherished seniority rights. So they know how to play a hardball here. They are in favor of kind of a market-based reform of the public schools. We're talking charter schools, greater teacher accountability, more flexibility for principals, that sort of thing. And they see this kind of first competitive mayoral race in a generation as a chance to have a real profound impact on education policy in a pretty big American city.
Okay, so they wanted to help John Connolly with his campaign to the tune of $500,000, which in a mayoral race, that's not chump change. Connolly refused the money. What did he say today? And was this prompted by pressure from fellow candidates or what happened?
He did face a lot of pressure from fellow candidates who said they were concerned about the growing role of outside money in the Boston mayoral race. This was a particularly large pot of money, as you suggested, getting involved here. And the other campaigns are certainly suggesting that that John buckled a bit today by rejecting this money. But he says otherwise. He says he really expected Stand for Children, if they backed him, to come in with a kind of traditional ground game, knocking on doors, doing some canvassing. And instead, there was talk of something different that concerned him.
I'm deeply worried that such groups are going to warp the debate by making large purchases for TV and radio commercials, and that they're going to open the door for negative campaigning.
So that's City Councilor John Connolly. So he turned down the money. David, you were on this show earlier this year talking about advocacy groups gearing up to spend money in a big way in this race. So is Stand for Children's pledge and sort of coming in and getting involved like this, it doesn't seem like it's much of a surprise at this point.
Yeah, we here at WBUR have known this was coming for some time, and there's been some chatter in political circles, so not a huge surprise on that front, but there's nothing like a big headline talk of $500,000 to really focus the mind and shift the talk in the campaign, and we're seeing some of that now.
So let's talk about this so-called Boston Pledge, which Rob Consalvo is pushing for. It's similar to the People's Pledge, which we saw in the Elizabeth Warren Scott Brown Senate race in 2012, right?
That's correct. Warren and Scott Brown said, you know, if an outside group comes in and spends money on your behalf, you should give some money to charity, matching that amount, an attempt here to kind of ward off this outside money. City Councilor Rob Consalvo, another candidate in the mayoral race here, has been calling for such a thing for some time now. It hasn't gotten a lot of traction before, but now that we see this big money coming in, or potentially coming in, it is picking up steam. Today, though, asked about it at the press conference, John Connolly suggested that he would not back the Boston pledge.
I'm not going to get involved in political gimmicks. I've just made my own pledge that I think speaks loudly and clearly.
Of course, shortly after the press conference, he reversed course and said, you know, if anyone is questioning my commitment on this issue, I will indeed sign on to the Boston Pledge.
Mm. Now, other candidates, including State Representative Marty Walsh and Counselor-at-Large Felix Arroyo, have received money from outside special interest groups, including labor organizations in particular. Has any of this faced scrutiny?
Marty Walsh in particular has gotten some attention. He's had some big labor money funneled directly into his campaign and then smaller amounts spent on kind of outside advocacy, door knocking, that sort of thing. The Firefighters Union is looking now to spend some money on television advertisements on his behalf. So there's been some focus on that, but this proposed Stand for Children infusion was really of a different order and got a new level of attention.
All right. Well, that's David Scharfenberg reports on politics and public policy for WBUR. He was talking there about the sudden big role of big money in Boston mayoral politics. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.